Hello, and welcome to the My Muddlings podcast. I'm your host, Julianne, and I'm recording this on Monday, 20th of October, 2014. This podcast will be about my various crafty pursuits and more, so please settle in and I hope you enjoy the show. Thank you so much for joining me for my very first episode. As I said, my name is Julianne, and I love making things. This first episode will mostly be a getting to know you introduction to me with a brief rundown of what I'm working on at the moment, so let's begin. As you can probably tell from my accent, I'm Australian and I live in Adelaide, which is the capital city of South Australia. I live with my husband of just over a year and a half, Simon, and our dog, Granger. My main crafty focus at the moment is knitting, although I swap and change depending on my mood. I started knitting seriously in about April of last year, and I had tried it previously in my teens, but I always had trouble with it, you know, dropping stitches and adding stitches, the usual beginner issues. You know, you start a scarf and it ends up twice the width of it. Whatever you started with. I'm pretty fearless when it comes to projects and patterns, and I don't really worry about if it has something that seems a bit curly, like, you know, when I started doing short rows and, you know, difficult lace patterns and things like that. It just doesn't really faze me. I usually just jump in and give it a go. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. I just pull it apart. You know, that's the beauty of knitting, is if you mess it up, you can just frog it and you can restart, or you can try another pattern. All you really lose is that little bit of time that you spent, and, you know, I find that really great, because your base material is never actually destroyed in the process of knitting. For me, knitting a knitted garment, it could be anything from a simple beanie all the way up to a full-size adult jumper or lace shawl. It gives me a real feeling of accomplishment, which I've never really had before. I'm finding it quite addicting, and I think that's what keeps me knitting more than any other craft that I do work on. I have a rather large yarn stash, despite the fact I've only been knitting for about a year, or just over really. I love all yarn, but especially I do like the heathered tweedy and hand-dyed yarn. I like something that's just a little bit different to your flat colours, although I do love colour. And I find, you know, it a bit hard at times to find the right pattern for the colourful variegated yarn that I am so attracted to and I buy. I usually just throw caution to the wind, though, and I do whatever I want with it, and usually I get a pretty good result. I do take a little bit of time just to, you know, make sure that the colour is not going to mar, you know, any of the lace pattern, that it's not going to get lost in all of that colour. But usually it works out pretty well. A few of my favourite knitting designers are Alana Dacos of Never Not Knitting, Hannah Fettig of Knitbot, and Shannon Cook of Very Shannon. Very Shannon's probably one of my favourites, because she has geometric designs very often in her patterns, and anybody that knows me knows that I love my geometric patterns, so I'm really into a lot of her designs. Now, of course, being a knitter, I have a Ravelry account. You can find me there under the username Anne of Julie. So that's A-N-N-E, O F for Fred, J-U-L-I-E. Feel free to look me up and friend me if you like. I've set up a message board and a group on the Ravelry forums for the podcast, and I'm going to pop the link in the show notes. My other major crafty love is sewing. I've been sewing since about January last year, when I bought my first sewing machine. It's a basic model, it's an Elner 1000, and I got it for about $100, I think, at Spotlight, which is a local craft supply store here in Australia. You'll probably hear me speak about them, you know, fairly often. I began by sewing little bags and a sewing caddy for myself. It was through the sewing that I really found my love of making things with my own hands. I have a long history of crafting, you know, going back to my teenage years, and I started with long stitch and cross stitch, which a lot of people do start with. And then I moved on to crochet, and I crocheted quite a few, you know, blankets and things like that. I never really did a lot of garments or anything like that. But I've never really crafted as consistently as I have in this past year. In fact, I've probably done more in this last year than I have in all the years combined prior to that. So with my sewing, you know, I quickly progressed from sewing the bags to sewing clothes, which was what I actually wanted to learn to do. I favour indie sewing patterns, with Colec patterns and Sewaholic being a couple of my favourites. I've got quite a few of theirs. I haven't really sewn much of late, but I really would like to get back into it. I don't find I sew many clothes in winter, as I mostly like to sew with light and floaty materials. And when I made something, I kind of want to wear it straight away. I'm very much, you know, the destination rather than a journey crafter. I'm the product rather than the process sort of crafter. I just want to have that final garment or have that blanket or, you know, the cross stitch up on the wall. I don't really care how I get there. I just want to get to the end as fast as possible. I have a blog, and I've been writing this since I started sewing last year, and it's called My Muddlings, of course. It can be found at www.mymuddlings.com. I started with my sewing on there, and now it's progressed to include my knitting and sometimes a bit of crochet or sewn bags and accessories. I try to keep it mostly about my handmade wardrobe, but sometimes other bits and pieces sneak in, which is only natural, really. I'm proud of the things that I do. I also have an Etsy store where I sell hand-stitched bags and accessories. I've just popped up a whole new lot of listings today, and I've got a little bit of sale going on there. So if you head over to www.etsy.com/au/shop/mymuddlings, you can have a look. I'm going to be working on doing shop updates, hopefully once a fortnight. So yeah, have a look on there and see if there's anything you're interested in. And my last main craft is crochet. I tend to crochet mainly amigurumi, which basically means stuffed toys, I believe. And they can either be knitted or crocheted. I've never knit an amigurumi, but I do crochet a lot of them. I think traditionally amigurumi are meant to be really small, but I mostly crochet fresh stitches patterns. And these are generally quite large, and you know that's better for me anyway, because I prefer a larger cuddly toy myself. And I always find that they make great little random gifts. You know, it doesn't have to be for anything, but you know, I tend to make a lot, and I can't keep them all in my house, so I do tend to give them away as just little random gifts. And apart from those three, I'm not hugely active in any other crafts at this point in time. I'm feeling that I'd like to get back into cross stitch, which I used to do a lot of. I have a couple of projects on the go that I haven't worked on for a very long time, so I'd really like to get back to those. And I'm hoping to learn to spin at some stage in the next year, but that's, I'll have to get some more funds behind me before I start a new craft. All right, let's talk about what I'm working on. All right, we'll start with the sewing segment, which is, you know, probably going to be smaller because it's a little bit hard to, you know, really link you to things and show you a lot about my sewing. But I've just sewn a Megan Nielsen Kelly skirt. And I've done that in purple velvet, and it's quite pretty. I think it's a little bit more of a velour than a velvet, because it's only a very short pile and it doesn't really have that directional nap that velvet does. And I've made a size 16 of that one. It's a pretty simple pattern. I really enjoyed doing it. It was because it was so straightforward. It does have 4 pleats on the skirt, and it buttons up at the front with 7 buttons. And just to be a bit fun, I put some contrast polka dot pockets in that one. And it was just a really, really good, nice, believe it's a beginner sew. And I'm really happy with the result. The only thing I'm not so sure about is those pleats over my backside. I'm a plus size lady. They do stick out and make my backside look a little bit bigger than it actually is, and I don't know that that's actually really something that I want to do. So although I do really love the skirt and it came out really, really well, I don't know how much use I'm going to get out of it, so that's going to have to be something that I'll have to you know, just wait and see and wear it a couple of times and see how I go. I have now cut out as well for my next project a Sewaholic Belcara blouse. Now this is a fairly new pattern for Sewaholic. Also a fairly straightforward one. It's just a raglan sleeve blouse. I've cut it out of some very light floaty fabric that I bought on my honeymoon while op shopping. And I've just cut a straight size 16 of that one. I probably should do a full bust adjustment on it, but I'm not going to bother. I'm just going to see how it fits. So that one's on my sewing table there, ready to be sewn up. Some future projects that I think I want to sew would be a couple more collet laurel blouses. I have one already. It's just a very simple sort of shift. It's a shift dress turned into a blouse is essentially what the pattern is. The pattern includes both. And it has 3/4 length sleeves. I'm thinking maybe I'll make one sleeveless and one with the shorter sleeves. I don't believe they are 3/4. They are just above the elbow. I have one of these already in my wardrobe, and I get a lot of use out of it, and I really enjoy wearing it. So I just thought, you know, maybe a couple more might be a good addition. Okay, on to the knitting segment. All right, we'll start with what I've got on the needles. The first one I've got for you today is the Broadwin Shawl by Miriam L. Felton. It's an asymmetrical triangle-shaped shawl knit in a garter stitch with an I-cord edging, and it's got a lace motif along one edge. I actually requested the yarn for this one, especially for my birthday, which was a week or so ago. And the Ravelry download is $6 for this pattern, which works out to Australian $7.01. The pattern calls for 875 yards of a fingering weight yarn, and the finished size is around 80 inches long by 23 inches wide on the widest end. And as I said, I got the yarn specially for this for my birthday, and it's Mrs. Crosby's Satchel, which is a single ply fingering weight yarn. I'm using the Callaway Greystone, and it's a very kind of bluey grey. It's very, very pretty. The yarn and the Callaway are the same as the sample on the pattern page, so of course you can go to the pattern page. I'll link that in the show notes, and you can see the pictures there, and that's pretty much what I'll be knitting. The yarn was purchased through Eat Sleep Knit, which is one of my favourite online yarn stores. Unfortunately, it is in America, so it takes me a very, very long time to get my purchases, but I do love it. And my parents bought me that for my birthday, which was lovely. So far with this pattern, I've had to learn the I-cord cast on, so that was interesting. I'd never done that before. I did pick it up pretty quickly. It wasn't overly hard. I mean, obviously the I-cord is idiot cord, so it can't be too hard. But I'm just a little bit disappointed with how loose the first row of stitches are from the I-cord increases. They're about double the height of the rest of the stitches that I'm knitting in this shawl. So I'm not really sure if I like the look of it. Anybody have a solution for this? It'd be interesting to know what I was doing that wasn't quite right, and some way that I could maybe tighten them up if I was to do it again. And even though I've done I-cord edges, because it's got, as I said, the I-cord all the way around, I've done those before, and for some reason on this particular shawl, the I-cord is not looking very nice. It's not very tight. It's not very neat. I'm tending to get large loops on the the first stitch, technically. I'm knitting little bits here and there on that, but I'm not sure if I'm happy with the way it's turning out, so I might need to do a bit more research and maybe give that a restart. Alright, the next pattern I have is the Blue Sand Cardigan by La Maison Rilili. I have no idea how to speak French, and I'm sure I'm not even going to try and get that right, but it is a long line, long sleeve cardigan, and it's got wide stripes, pockets, and a little bit of a textured stitches on the arms and the bottom of the cardigan. This one's a Ravelry download as well, and it's €630, which is $9.41 Australian. The pattern calls for a DK or an 8-ply yarn in 3 different colours of cotton yarn, and the size range is extra small to 4XL, so it's a pretty good size range. I'm knitting this one for my mum, actually. It's her birthday next month, and I'm knitting the size 2XL, which is a 46-inch bust, and I'm using Bendigo Woolen Mills Luxury 8-ply wool yarn, and I'm using the Koala, which is a light grey brown, the bark, which is a medium grey brown, and the mink, which is a dusky purple colour. So far, I'm really enjoying this knit. The pattern instructions are very thorough, and the construction is different to anything that I've ever knit before, so it's very, very interesting for me to do. I'm knitting the combination yoke version, which is described on the pattern page as features a different take on yoke construction, combining various methods to achieve a soft, sloping shoulder line. The pattern includes increases on both the wrong and the right sides, which I've never done before, but it gives a really cool effect. As part of this pattern, I've learnt German short rows as well, and I actually really love them. I don't think I really want to knit any other type of short row again. I'll pop a link in the show notes to the German short row video that I used to learn that one. It's a lot easier. You don't need to do the wrap and turn. You pull on the stitch so it kind of distorts and it creates like a double stitch. But yeah, definitely have a look at that video and you might like it, you might change. I'm really loving this knit and I love everything about it. And I'm really, really tempted to keep it for myself. But you know, I'll be a good daughter and I'll give it to my mum, but don't be surprised if I cast on another one very soon for myself. The third pattern I've got to tell you about today is the Ruston Stone Cardigan by Amelia Designs. It's a long line, long sleeve cardigan knit in stockinette with a wide collar, longer fronts with a slight ruffled edge. It is €4.50, which equates to $6.72 Australian. The pattern calls for a fingering or four ply yarn. The size available is 28 inches to 52 inches. I'm knitting this one for my sister's birthday at the end of this month, so my deadline is pretty tight on this one, so hopefully I'll get it done in time. I'm using Bendigo Woolen Mills Athena, which is a limited edition yarn, I believe, and I'm using obviously the 4-ply in the ivory colourway. Athena is a lovely blend of like wool, bamboo and silk, so I'm hoping that the bamboo and silk will give a lovely drape to the final cardigan. My sister's wardrobe palette is quite minimalistic and mostly includes black, white and pink, so I thought the cream would really fit in well. I'm going to attempt to mod this pattern because my sister doesn't want the longer ruffled fronts. She said other than that part, she said the pattern was perfect, so I'm going to try and knit it straight down to the hem ribbing instead of the way it's written, which basically you put stitches on hold and you knit down those longer front sections. So I'm just going to, as soon as it gets to the hem ribbing, I'm just going to go all the way around with the ribbing. This construction is very different to what I've done before as well, and it's really interesting. It gives the effect of set in sleeves even though the piece is knit all in one, and it looks really cool. It's like little fake seam lines and things like that. So I really like it, and it could be a Ruston Stone cardigan in my future too, along with the Blue Sands. Gosh, I'm going to have a massive list. The final pattern I want to talk about that's on the needles is the Lush Cardigan by Tin Can Knits. It's a basic three-quarter sleeve cardigan. It's got this lovely lace yoke panel. The Ravelry download is $7 US, which equates to $8.17 Australian, or it is available through the Handmade in the UK ebook, which contains 10 patterns, and that's for US $18. That's actually the way I got the pattern, was I purchased the Handmade in UK book. The pattern calls for DK or 8 ply wool yarn. It's available in sizes 0 to 6 months to 4XL. And now finally, this one is for me. I started this cardigan back in June and I'm knitting it in Cascade 220 Superwash in the Jet colourway, which is sort of a heathered black. The 220 Superwash is supposed to be a worsted weight yarn, but I find it very light worsted when I knit it up. It never really gets that full worsted, you know, weight to it. So I usually use it for DK patterns. The cardigan is going pretty well, and I was going awesome until I realised that I was using the smaller needle, which is actually meant for the ribbing only, to knit the body. I had knit all the way down to the bottom ribbing before realising my error, so I had to rip all the way back up to the lace panel, and that was heartbreaking, let me tell you. I do remember when I was knitting it that the fabric was very dense, but I figured, hey, I knit a gauge swatch and it was all good, so it must be okay. But no, unfortunately, wrong needle size doesn't give you gauge, obviously. So now that I'm knitting it in the correct needle size, it is actually a lot nicer fabric. I'm very happy with the way the fabric is knitting up now. So yes, I had to go back and pick up all of the stitches, and then I'm down about 2 inches now from the bottom of the lace panel. I lost a little bit of my enthusiasm for it since the mistake, but it is still on active rotation in my projects, and I do pull it out from time to time. And now we'll move on to off the needles. I've only got one for you today, and it's the Low Tide cardigan by Tin Can Knits. It's a short sleeve cardigan, and it's got like a lace panel yoke, and it's got a longer asymmetrical front, so it kind of comes down to points and the back stays flat. It's a Ravelry download. It's a US$7, which equates to, again, Australian $8.17, or it is available in the Pacific Knits ebook, and that's a bumper 18 patterns for US$17, so less than a US dollar per pattern, which is pretty good value. The pattern calls for fingering weight merino yarn, and the sizes available are 12-month to 4XL. So it's a good range of sizes again. I knit this for my niece. She's 6 months old at the start of October, and I knit the 12-month size, although I didn't actually swatch for this one because I thought it's only a baby garment, it'll be fine. So I think it's come out a little bit smaller than what it really should have, but she's a fairly small frame baby, and seeing it's going into the hotter weather here, little short sleeve cardigan, it'll be fine for layering for her now. I used Bella Baby Baby Wonder 4-ply acrylic nylon, and this was purchased at Spotlight. The colour is mainly white, and it has splashes of grey and beige, and so when I knit it up, it gives the look of the tortoiseshell cat, and I really, really like that effect. The pattern's pretty simple, it was quick to knit, obviously, as it's a small cardigan. The yarn was a bit splitty, but it's nice and soft, and I figured that the acrylic would be easy care for baby mess, as they invariably come with. I did change the pattern ever so slightly, but only slightly, by knitting a further 3 rows of garter stitch on the arm so that they will hopefully not curl up to the knit side, as just straight bind-off knitting tends to do. So I'm hoping it'll lay a bit flatter. The hem is finished, you know, with just the straight stockinette and bound off, and that curls up, but I'm not so worried about that. I'm just worried that under her underarms it might irritate, you know, the soft baby skin if they rolled up under her arms. I finished the cardigan last week and I blocked it, and it's all dry, it's ready to go. I just need to put some buttons on it. I need to find some buttons and then sew them on. And I really love the colour of this yarn, and the finished garment is just so cute. But I'm actually going to knit myself one. So I've gone and purchased more of this same yarn, and I don't usually like to wear non-natural fibres, but I love this colour so much. I thought, well, my niece and I can become cardigan buddies, so I'm going to be knitting myself a low-tide cardigan too. I did swatch for it the other day, and they don't give you a row gauge, but they do give a stitch gauge, and I hit gauge with just the needle size up because I'm quite a tight knitter, so I've swatched for that, so I'm all ready to go. Okay, thank you for joining me today. That's all I've got today. If you'd like to contact me, you can do so by emailing me at julianec@mymudlings.com, which is julianec@mymudlings.com. I do have a Facebook page for My Mudlings shop, and if you'd like to visit me there, it is just facebook.com/mymudlings. I'm also on Instagram, and my username there is also Anne of Julie, same as my Ravelry name, so AnneOF for Fred, JULIE. I'm going to attempt to do one of these podcasts every fortnight, so keep your eyes peeled. Thank you for joining me. Bye. Show notes can be found at www.mymudlingspodcast.wordpress.com.